All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with this week's edition of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We're coming to you tonight from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria. Great time to have here as we have one half of the American Tag Team Champions, Bradshaw, facing off against International Tag Team Champion Davey Boy Smith. Now, we had a ton of other things that happened last week. We'll go through them again in a minute, but we have also the Interstate 74 title on the line, Johnny B. Badd defending against Mark Merrow. We have Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against Gentleman Chris Adams. And as I announced last week, Farouk facing off against Jerry the King Lawler. The Stud Stable defending the Illinois Tag Team titles against the Nightmares. And then our double main event tonight, both cage matches. Number one contender match between Superstar Billy Graham and Terry Funk. And then American Heavyweight Champion Eddie Gilbert facing off against the living legend Larry Zbyszko in a non-title match. What's all this? If you don't know why all of this is going on, go back to last week's episode and find out. It'd be a lot easier than me recapping it for you here today. All right, let's get started. Black Bart came back last week, had a great match against Beef Stew Lou Marconi. This week he's got Brian Christopher. And Bart and Brian have a good hard fart match to begin tonight's card. Brian shows that he can hold his own against larger opponents. Bart's weight finally becomes an issue in the match, but that advantage comes a bit too late as the time limit expires. After the match, Bart drills Brian into the mat with a power slam before grabbing the branding iron and busting Brian open with it. The Acolytes come down to make the save, sending Bart back to the dressing room. All right, next match has Bradshaw facing off against Davey Boy Smith. So Farouk leaves the ring so that Bradshaw can face his opponent tonight, one half of the IAW International Tag Team Champions, British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith. Smith and Bradshaw look like they wish their tag team partners were there with them on the ring apron. Both men have great moments to wow the crowd with their power moves. Bradshaw gets the upper hand about the 28-minute mark after countering Smith's powerbomb by shoving him off the turnbuckle. Bradshaw nails him with the clothesline from hell as he staggers out from the corner. Bradshaw picking up the win in a time of 29 minutes 46 seconds. After the match, Sunshine climbs into the ring with the microphone. She demands that her acolytes want the next title shot against the International Tag Team Champions. Her team never got the opportunity to regain the titles. The acolytes should be next, and the first and only two-time International Tag Team Champions. Backstage, Lance Russell catches up with Larry Zbyszko in the dressing room. Lance asks Zbyszko his thoughts on his match against the American Heavyweight Champion in tonight's second main event. Zbyszko complains that he has been caught up in the great chaos that is going on in the American Heavyweight title division. It was bad enough that he is mixed up in all this nonsense, but to be forced to battle in a non-title match inside a cage like a wild animal. Zbyszko doesn't know what he's done to get involved in all this, but he is going to take advantage of the hand that I have dealt him. Eddie is going to find out what a great hand he actually has. All right. Next match is our first title match of the night. Interstate 74 title on the line. Johnny B. Badd defending against Mark Merrow. Badd and Merrow finally meet for the title. Badd gets the pin quickly after nailing him with a pair of brass knuckles in a time of 56 seconds. Bad gloats as he stands over Merrow's prone body, holding the title belt high over his head. Cheap win for Johnny B. Badd, but I really, really doubt this is over between them. All right, next match has Rick Martel facing off against the Brooklyn Brawler. And Martel and Brawler have an excellent match. The former Interstate 74 champion holds his own against Martel far longer than many would give him credit. Martel finally makes Brawler submit to the Boston Crab in a time of 13 minutes, 2 seconds. Your winner is Rick Martel. Terry Taylor and J.J. Dillon come out to the ring where they are joined by Mark Lawrence. Taylor complains about his lack of matches lately. Dylan demands recompense because Taylor has not had a match in 4 weeks. He's contracted to wrestle, not sit on the sidelines. Taylor is even willing to take another match with Rick Martel, who has gotten to wrestle already tonight. Eddie Gilbert comes out to the entrance ramp and mocks Taylor for his complaints. He asks Taylor if he really wants a match tonight. When Taylor agrees, Eddie says that he will send an opponent down to the ring to face him right now. Well, that opponent turns out to be Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp is still riding high off his loser leave PWA match 2 weeks ago. Sharp and Taylor brawl for a while, but the match finally turns scientific. After a few shortcuts, Sharp gains an advantage. He locks Taylor into a full Nelson. Taylor refuses to give up, but he ends up passing out from the pain. In a time of 9 minutes, 28 seconds, your winner by submission is Iron Mike Sharp. Next up, one of the great PWA classics, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol versus Gentleman Chris Adams. Idol and Adams have an explosive match with each other. It's primarily explosive because Missy and Michelle are involved for the first 5 or so minutes. Once Randy Anderson had his fill of their shenanigans around the ring, he ejects both of them from the ringside area. Security comes down to remove the women, who struggle against the security guards. With the women removed, Idol and Adams continue to go after each other in a strongly scientific but fast-paced match. Adams is in control of the match until Idol ducks a superkick. Randy Anderson catches it full in the face. As Adams tries to figure out what happened, Idol tosses him outside the ring. Idol takes control during the ringside brawl. Once Anderson regains consciousness, he tries to get them back into the ring. Idol drills Adams into the ring post with a spinebuster slam before rolling him into the ring. Idol comes off the turnbuckle with a flying clothesline to get the pin in a time of 23 minutes, 3 seconds. In this classic brawl between these two guys who have had their history in the PWA, your winner is Austin Idol. Now we move back to the interview desk for Lance Russell with this week's IAW update. And it is Rick Rude defending the International Heavyweight title in Detroit against Harley Race. And this was a great match Sunday. And Rick Rude manages to win the match with the Rude Awakening to retain the title. All right, now we got all of the shenanigans from last week to go through because, well, here we are. That's the rest of the card. The last 4 matches all having taken place from stuff last week. In the first of this week's chaos matches, Lawler faces off against Farouk. They have a great match. Lawler has the advantage, setting Farouk up for a pile driver. Farouk takes him down with a double leg takedown before a catapult into the turnbuckle. As Lawler staggers out of the corner, Farouk nails him with the clothesline from hell for the pin in a time of 16 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner is Farouk. Then we have the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. The Stud Stable defending against the Nightmares. The Nightmares receive another shot to regain the Illinois Tag Team titles for a record-setting 4th time. Of course, this isn't the first time they've had this opportunity since losing the titles to the Stud Stable in July. The Nightmares come out to the ring, but Michelle is not with them. They look unperturbed in their quest to regain the titles. J.J. Dillon leads the Stud Stable to the ring. They are ready for a brawl with the Nightmares. The match quickly starts out as a brawl, but it turns quickly as something or someone grabs Dillon's foot. Dillon tries to shake himself free, but Dillon gets dragged under the ring. The Stud Stable climb out of the ring to see what's going on. Referee Randy Anderson can't get them back into the ring and calls for the bell, saying he's counted them out. So the Nightmares get the win, but the Stud Stable are still your Illinois Tag Team Champions. The Nightmares slingshot themselves over the top rope into splashes on the Stud Stable. The two teams brawl around the ringside area until security comes down to separate them. So what's going on? Who drugged J.J. Dillon under the ring? Where was Michelle? These are the unsolved mysteries of the PWA. And we're going to have to see if something comes up from these in the next week or so. All right, now we get to our two main events. Number one contender match for the American heavyweight title. Superstar Billy Graham facing off against Terry Funk. So before our main events, after everybody gets cleared up from the brawl in the last match, the cage walls get put up around the ring. Funk comes out to the interview desk to begin another rant against Graham and everyone else, but Mark Lawrence tries to cut him off. Funk rambles on with incoherence anyway. Graham makes his way down to the ring, motioning to Funk to cut the gabbing and get into the cage. As Graham waits in the cage, Funk keeps talking on his way down to the ring. Funk climbs into the cage. The match is a complete bloodbath. Both men use the cage walls to their advantage. Both men really want the title shot at the state fairgrounds in 2 weeks. Funk gets the win after taking Graham off the top turnbuckle with a Russian leg sweep in a time of 24 minutes, 11 seconds. After the match, Funk drills Graham into the mat with a pile driver. As the ring crew opens the cage door, Eddie slides into the ring with a baseball bat. He bludgeons Funk with the bat and knocks him unconscious. Graham gets back to his feet, but Eddie nails him with the baseball bat. Well, our second main event quickly begins as living legend Larry Zbyszko storms the cage. Zbyszko has a kendo stick in his hand. Graham is still laid out in the middle of the cage. Eddie swings at Zbyszko, but he ducks. Zbyszko nails Eddie in the stomach with the kendo stick. Jerry Calhoun simply lets anything go for the match. Eddie and Zbyszko brawl throughout the entire match. I believe they tried to find any place in the cage walls that weren't used during the last match. Eddie thinks he has the match won after hot-shotting Zbyszko into the turnbuckle. Eddie climbs to the top of the cage. He comes off the top of the cage with a flying elbow, but Zbyszko rolls out of the way. Zbyszko locks in the Larryland sleeper. Eddie has nowhere to go and ends up laid out on the mat. Zbyszko releases the hold to celebrate his win in a time of 23 minutes, 18 seconds. As he climbs out of the cage, Zbyszko demands the title belt to be given to him. Unfortunately, Eddie didn't come down to the ring with the belt. Zbyszko heads back to the dressing room to go find the belt and claim it for himself. All right, so the chaos continues as you have Larry Zbyszko being the only one walking out of the cage as Terry Funk, Superstar Billy Graham, and Eddie Gilbert are all laid out in the cage. This is shaping up to be quite the moment as we are mere weeks away from Christmas chaos. Who's going to be the American heavyweight champion? Who's going to face him for the title? And what the heck is the stipulation going to be? Because there could be some doozies here and some really, really interesting matches that happen out of this. But that's all in the future, so you'll have to come back to find out about it. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting the podcast and your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.